So, Pastor Jones, all of your kids are in their teen years, and you've got some awesome kids. And my son just turned 13, so we just got a teenager in our home. And, you know, I just want to pick your brain a little bit about how you're raising these awesome teens. Tell me a little about just the importance of the teen years.
Right. So the teen years, obviously, very important because the next step right before they get to adulthood, before they're going to have the weight of the world on their shoulders, mm-hmm. the pressures that come with that. And so, you know, I look at that and I try to find every opportunity that I can to test them, to push them, to be with them, to train them, with that in mind, you know, and this is a real thing. That, you know, every single day I'm thinking like, how ready are you right now for that adult life? My daughters, how ready are you to be a wife, to be a mother, Caden, you know, to be a father, to be a husband, to go out in the workforce? Are you mentally strong enough to handle the worldliness that's going to come with that?
Right. That's a great point because, you know, I often tell our church people, we're not raising kids, we're raising adults. We're raising children to become adults. And when they're teenagers, they're right there. I mean, they're in this transitional phase in life where they're not really kids anymore. They're not really adults yet, but they're getting there. And we're trying to help them get there. You know, what are some of the things you've noticed as far as the difference between obviously raising a baby, raising a toddler, raising a child versus raising a teen? What are some of those differences?
Yeah, the biggest difference is that they do start to get it into their minds a little bit that they're ready.
Okay,
you know,
right.
That I know, Dad, I know, Mom, I know you've already told me this, you know. But the fact is they haven't lived that life yet. They haven't gone through that. And they need to listen to the experiences that their parents have gone through, that other people have gone through, that adults have gone through, so that way they can learn from that and see that, you know what, it may seem like what you're trying to do will work. And it's a good idea, but there's some pitfalls that you need to be aware of.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's good because obviously it's normal for them to want to start seeking a little bit of independence.
Yep.
And we want to start giving them independence, but that needs to happen gradually as they develop trustworthiness, mm-hmm. as we feel like they're maturing and getting that. You know, and obviously their bodies are changing. They're not just mentally and emotionally transitioning from children to adults, but they're physically transitioning from children to adults. So there's a lot of hormones and a lot of emotions and craziness that goes along with that. But you mentioned about the pitfalls, and the teen years are important. We want to try to protect them during these years. What are some of the things you've done to try to protect your kids during that time?
I try to protect them mainly by letting them know that they don't know everything. I think that is probably the biggest one there. You know, the Bible says, wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. Mm-hmm. And so I believe it's very important that we constantly teach them. You know, I'm reminded of a quote that I read not too long ago. It said, an unteachable teen will become an unemployable adult. And mm-hmm. I believe that is very true.
Yeah. No, that's a great point. That's a great point. And, you know, we want to give them some independence, but we still need to protect them and safeguard them. You know, I've been in the ministry for 10 years now, and my wife and I have dealt with a lot of adults that are dealing with issues from their youth. And I often tell teenagers this, you know, when a 35-year-old, a 40-year-old walks into my office and needs help with issues and sins from their youth, it's not usually from when they were 7 years old and they didn't eat their peas, right? Oftentimes it's from when they were 17 years old and they got into something they shouldn't have gotten into. They did something, they looked at something, they went somewhere. So these are really important years. They're formative years in their lives. So we want to try to protect them. You know, something I've noticed about your kids is that you have a really great relationship with your kids. It seems like they really enjoy spending time with you and your wife. You and your wife enjoy spending time with them. You laugh a lot, you know, you've got some awesome kids. And I feel like that's very important, this idea of keeping your children's hearts. What have you done to take those steps to kind of have that relationship, maintain that relationship?
Yeah, definitely. I will say, going back, if I can, to the childhood years, we were fortunate enough to hear some preaching. And the verse that comes to mind is the rod and reproof, give it wisdom. Mm-hmm. And a child left to himself bringeth his mother to shame. And so in that verse there, I see not only just the rod of correction, not only reproof, telling them on the wrong, but also not leaving them to themselves, you know, spending that time with them, not leaving them by themselves. And so we've always made it an effort from the time they were kids to always be interested in what they're talking about, you know. And now that they're in their teen years, all my kids have different ideas of things that they want to do. For example, Caden wants to be in photography and do video editing. And even though I don't have any background in that, I still force myself to be interested, ask him questions, be involved in that. You know, Kylin, you know, she wants to, she's into painting, wants to sell things on Etsy. And so we're supporting her in that and helping her with that. Kinley's in the process right now of starting a jewelry business. You know, none of those things are anything that I would have done as a teen or would have even been interested in, but we've just made an effort to always be interested in what they're in, you know, what they're about, and make that a point, not get this idea, well, it doesn't have anything to do with me, or just go off and play, you know, or just go off and go ahead and do your thing. No, we want to be involved in that. But at the same time, like you said, giving them that independence, but at the same time watching, you know, are you getting a little too aggressive with this? Do we need to kind of take a step back, you know, because you don't really have the experience?
So it takes a lot of time. It takes a lot of time and energy, paying attention, not leaving them to themselves. Because, you know, the world often, the running joke is, oh, once you get a teenager, they're going to hate you. You're going to hate them. It's going to be terrible. But this is not how God intended it for it to be. And it doesn't have to be that way. But keeping your children's hearts really starts, like you said, at childhood. Because when they're little, they give you their hearts, right? When they're babies, they need you and they love you and they want to be with you. And as they get older, when they're 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, but when they become teenagers, what I've noticed is when they're young, they are pursuing you as a parent, you know? And when they're older, sometimes we have to pursue them. You know, we want to give them independence, but we don't just want to, because sometimes people get this idea like, oh, well, they're 13, they're 15, they're 17. Let them go do whatever they're going to do. But our job's not done. We have to continue to spend time with them. Have to continue to love them. We obviously, we're still the boss. We're still mom and dad. Mm-hmm. We still have rules, but we're not just, you know, these drill sergeants. We also are interested in what they're interested in. Right.
Right.
We're treating them like an adult, you know, even though they're not there yet, because, you know, something my wife and I often think about is when we're raising our children, obviously we're their parents. We have these rules. We're trying to raise them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. But our goal is to have a good relationship with them, because when they're adults, when they're married, when they're out of the house, when they're living their own lives, we still want to be their friends.
Right. You
know? And we still want to have some influence in their lives. Mm-hmm. You know, obviously it'll be different once they've established their own relationship. So that's what it sounds like you're doing. You know, you're spending time with them, loving them, and still correcting them, you know, but giving them some of that freedom as needed. So, you know, if you were talking to just a couple, they've got some kids that are maybe older and they're starting to get into those teen years, what advice would you give them? What would you say? Do this, don't do this. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, definitely. So like you said, you know, once they get to that teen years, you start to see that independence with them. And you do have to make the effort to go to them. Hey, what's going on? You know, what are you doing? That's the biggest difference. Like you said, you have to make that effort. And that's what I would say to you. I'd say you need to go to them and be involved. You do have to pursue them if you're going to keep that heart. Don't just think that, well, they're teen years now, they can kind of feed themselves and they can kind of manage themselves and not get into this much trouble. No, that's not the way to go. I believe pursue their hearts, ask them questions, be involved with what interest them. And by doing that, you're going to gain their trust, because like you say all the time, you know, we love to talk about ourselves. There's no different with them. They want to talk about themselves. Ask them questions, bring that out of them, and then they will think, wow, my mom and dad, they really do care. They really are taking an interest in me. That's going to build that trust that we want.
Well, that's great. And I think people might be surprised, because the world kind of puts this idea in our heads. Once they're teenagers, they don't want anything to do with you. But I think parents may be surprised that if they spend time with their kids, if they show them respect, you know, and of course, we're not talking about the fact that they're just letting them get away with murder. They still need to be mom and dad. They still need to have rules. They need to still correct their children. But alongside with that, they're treating them with respect. They're loving them. They're treating them as friends. They're spending time with them. They might be shocked that their teens actually want to spend time with them, you know, and actually want to enjoy a relationship with their parents, because like you said, we're raising them to be adults. That's the goal, is to prepare them for when they're going to be out on their own. So I agree with you 100%.
Yeah, that's the biggest thing, is just realizing those adult years, they're coming, and you know, this time that you have with them in that teenage, those teenage years, it's precious, it's valuable, it's limited, and so you definitely want to make the most of it.
Yeah, well, I love watching you with your wife and with your children, and enjoying the teen years. It's not something we need to dread,
right?
But it's something that we can actually have success in as a Christian family.